Rick's guy. Quick, quick.
Kerouac, my skis. It was there in the morning when I got up bright and early and found old Bull and Dean in the backyard. Dean was wearing his gas station coveralls and helping Bull. Bull had found a great big piece of thick, rotten wood and was desperately yanking with a hammer hook at little nails embedded in it. We stared at the nails. There were millions of them. They were like worms. When I get all these nails out of this, I'm going to build me a shelf that'll last 1,000 years, said Bull, every bone shuddering with boyish excitement. Why, Sal, do you realize the shelves they build these days crack under the weight of knickknacks after 6 months, or generally collapse? Same with houses, same with clothes. These bastards have invented plastics by which they could make houses that last forever. And tires. Americans are killing themselves by the millions every year with defective rubber tires that get hot on the road and blow up. They could make tires that never blow up. Same with tooth powder. There's a certain gum they've invented, and they won't show it to anybody, that if you chew it as a kid, you'll never get a cavity for the rest of your born days. Same with clothes. They can make clothes that last forever. They prefer making cheap goods so everybody will have to go on working and punching time clocks and organizing themselves in sullen unions and floundering around while the big grab goes on. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.